Hey everyone, welcome to the Get Real Podcast. We're so excited that you're with us. Each and every week, we're going to open up God's Word. We're going to have some discussion around what it means to live an intentional life. So let's listen in as we try to get real together.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Get Real Podcast. And my name is Brandon Gendon, and I am the senior pastor at Real Life Ministries Texas here in Tomball, Texas. And I am with my good friend and ministry partner, Lori Arnold.
Hey y'all.
And we are so grateful to have you all checking into our podcast here today and listening to this series that we launched on our last podcast about being the church and looking at what this looks like, this life of the church, this God-ordained, called-out group of people. And looking at the term church and what it means and the biblical definition of it and how in our world today that term church has been changed, people's understanding of it, perspective of it, how they really treat the church has changed. And Lori, we've been looking at this and really the ramifications of it, of when the church is redefined into a building or a location or just something that we go to, it really then changes the mission of the church. Mm-hmm. We kind of put our own mission in and define it differently. And I think the church loses its power. It becomes something that is man-made. It is something man created versus what God set for the church to be and to do. And so during this series, we're really wanting to look at what God's word says, look at how we can really walk out the life of being a disciple of Jesus in the context of the church. And so on this episode, we want to really look at the concept of the church that scripture uses as the body. That term is used in multiple places. It's an analogy that the church, the called out ones, the ecclesia, make up a body with different parts. And you can find those scriptures in multiple places, but I want to focus on two that we're going to look at today and make some points from that and look at it. The first one is in Acts chapter 20. We find it in verse 28, and Paul is talking, he's writing to or speaking to the elders at Ephesus. Mm. And now the background, which I love the letter to the Ephesians, and I love this section of Acts, because the church at Ephesus was made up, I think, of people a lot like us today. There was a mix of Jews, Gentiles, Greeks, and all sorts of, it was a multi-ethnic church, and for the most part. And it was also people that came from all kinds of different broken backgrounds. Mm-hmm. You know, there were people that would have been part of witchcraft and even prostitution and just really difficult things that all came into the church. It was kind of this melting pot in the city of Ephesus. And so when Paul is talking to the elders and he's talking about them caring for this flock, he uses that term. And so in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, he says to the elders, he says, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. So here's this group of people, the ecclesia, that Jesus bought back. He bought for his own, mm-hmm. paid by his blood, that are this one group that have all come together in this church, this entity, and he's telling the elders to pay careful attention as they oversee the whole flock. So everybody, so no one's outside of, right? Like there isn't some special group that the elders take care of. There's a whole group of people. And so I love this term, but then there's also this concept that's used when it describes it as a body in 1 Corinthians 12. And in that language, it talks about that we are a body and the body of Christ, and that we are all together, and it's multicultural, it's neither Greek nor slave nor male nor female, it's all of us are one in Christ, and we have different roles within the body, but we are all one in Christ in this body with different gifts. And now, Lori, I know that you are very passionate about people's giftings and using them in the church. And as God uses them, they grow in their trust and faith in the Lord. And so let's start out this episode here on your part about kind of answering, you know, that question about why that's been such a passion for you, and what about that is kind of ignites your faith a little bit when we look at people's gifts functioning within the body.
Yeah. It's beautiful. One thing, that's for sure. Because here's the thing. It doesn't matter if your gift is hospitality or speaking in front of large crowds. One is not more important than the other. And I think that's where a lot of people get kind of tripped up. Mm-hmm. Because I had a close friend of mine say one day, well, I just do the, you know, well, I'm not doing anything important. I just do the coffee at the church. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nope, I can't even make a pot of coffee. So, you know, to many folks, you're very essential, you know, and not just because you can do something, you know, that's not where we find the person's value.
Right.
But even in those things, in those giftings, in hospitality, in whatever it may be, whether you can play a drum or you can push the buttons and do all the things in the tech booth,
yeah,
you know, all of the gifts, all of the parts of the body are essential and vital to functioning and yeah, to thriving, right, you know, and to life.
Yeah.
So there's no one gift that's more important than the other. And so I love it. I love to watch others living in that. I love to see them using the gifts that God gave them. And we have to remember, I have to remember, you know, because there are many things that I cannot do that mm-hmm. I would love to know how to do and to do well.
Yeah.
But some of that stuff is just not how I'm wired.
Right.
You know, I'm not so great at, you know, caring for others who are sick. You know, I don't know what to do half the time. Uh-huh. You know, I'm real good with going to a hospital. Like mm-hmm. I can do that. Mm-hmm. But as for the stuff in the between, yeah, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, so I watch others. I watch yeah, others to learn from them. But some people, it comes very naturally to them.
For sure.
And so I think it's important that, first of all, we acknowledge where our gifts come from. You know, they come from the Lord.
Right.
And it's a blessing. It's my privilege to be able to give back in the way that he has gifted me.
For sure.
And so I encourage others to do the same, you know, whatever that may look like, and to not put a box around your gift or your skill and mm-hmm. say it's just this, because sure, it is integrally, like it is valuable mm-hmm. to the whole.
For sure. And I love that in scripture that the use of this picture of the body. Mm-hmm. Because with that picture, you have all these different, and now like it's alive. Mm-hmm. It has motion, it's moving, it has purpose. It you know, it's not just this thing that's stationary and sitting and inanimate. Yeah. And again, if we talked about this on the last episode, the devil takes God's word and words, like the word church, and then he redefines it, softens it, turns it into something like, I mean, think the word church to me is like one of the absolute most like pinnacle words he's ever done that to. Because the Bible describes it as this missional on point body moving thing.
Yeah.
Turned now into a brick and mortar inanimate mm-hmm. object mm-hmm. that is often set back in the secular world ridicules. And to think about this body accomplishing the mission together. But the other part of it is it has all these parts. And if a part is missing, we would call that body like unhealthy yeah. or it's not fully what it could be, you know? And so the challenge in that to me is when people view the church as a brick and mortar, then why is it important that I'm the hand? Why do I need to do anything? If you understand no as being a disciple of Jesus, I am a part of this body.
Yeah.
And the body is not as strong, it's not as functioning if I'm not doing my part.
Right.
And if people instead of would view, hey, when I come to church on Sunday, I'm there to get something. Mm-hmm. It's for me. Now, yes, you will learn and worship the Lord and we do get something. But if our attitude, you said this in the last podcast, to know your why. Mm-hmm. Why do you go to church on Sunday? Why are you part of it? Mm-hmm. Is it to get something from it? Or is it to use the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given you to help advance and help the body be more healthy, more functioning, accomplish more of the mission? And I think if people would shift their view, then I think what you would get from, if you will, the body would be much more rewarding.
Yeah.
You know, to show up on a Sunday morning instead of going, I'm here to get something. Who can I encourage today? Who can I help? How can I serve? That God has you there to maybe help that one person that's really struggling. And so it's changing the mindset around what church, how the Bible defines it.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, share some of your thoughts on that.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned this. The church is alive. The body's alive. Mm-hmm. The church is alive.
Yeah.
You know, and something that popped into my head when you said that was, you know, Jesus didn't ask for spectators. Like,
right.
This isn't a show.
Yeah.
So if you're coming to our church on a Sunday morning and you are expecting a show, you will not get one. And you will be disappointed every single time.
Yeah.
So it's, you got to be a part of the body.
Right.
You know, you've got to use your gifts. You are valuable. And, you know, it's no good to have this part of the body that's like refusing to move, refusing to work, refusing to do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, that's just a challenge that I have if you're not.
For sure. And I think, you know, I want to also give, like, there's a piece of this going, I know that there's people that are out there, some of you may even be listening, have been deeply hurt, feel, you know, really wounded by, you've tried or you've been part of it. And I want to acknowledge that and go, because there are times to where there is a part of the body that's injured and needs to kind of heal up. And if that's where you are, I want to respect. And I think, Lori, both of you and I would say we need to honor that and allow people to kind of heal. But also understanding that you go through the rehab and you can't live there also. That you have to, you know, also kind of get back in and get in the game and get going and being a part of this. Because you're right. When the people use their gifts and they're part of the body, the kingdom advances. And you get to see God do amazing things in the middle of that.
Yeah.
And there is no doubt, I mean, clear to the point they gave their lives for it, is the apostles, the early disciples, the early church faced all kinds of hurt and difficulty and hardship and all of those things, but yet still found a way in the gift and help and counsel of the Holy Spirit to still be part of the body and see the mission go forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, one of my favorite things to do, and I hadn't done it in a while, just because my schedule's been kind of crazy, but I attend these worship nights, and I know that different places have different worship nights going on, but this particular one that I go to and have been a part of is there's all different denominations in the room, and we just come to worship King Jesus. Like, that is the common,
That's the common goal
and mission. And it is so beautiful to hear, to see people from different backgrounds, different denominations. We are all the body of Christ. It is beautiful. And it's just one of my favorite things to see. And it reminded me, just, you mentioned that you went to Ethiopia. I know I got to go there with you. And people worship differently throughout the world, like all over the world, you know, and not just in the world. Like I just mentioned, the local thing that I go to, it's all different denominations. People worship differently. But what are some of those differences that you have seen, you know, amongst the body of Christ?
Yeah, I think it's beautiful to see the differences that come, you know, the cultural influences that come in to the church, you know, that is, it just, to me, it gives this picture of how big God is and how, unfortunately, like, and this happens in every culture. Like, I can kind of bag on our culture, the American culture, the mistakes or issues that we have, but they've got, it's everywhere because people are there. But when you know, here in the United States, the things that would bother us, you know, for example, in Ethiopia, if you're going to go to church, you're going to show up at 9 o'clock and there's going to be 2 hours of just prayer, people praying. There might be singing, there might not. And families are just sitting in it and praying, and kids are sitting there, and that's for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Then there might be an hour and a half to 2 hour sermon. And then there's going to be another hour of singing and worship. And so there's this 4 and 5, 6 hour sometime event that occurs on a Sunday. And you could never do that in our culture, right? But their culture, they can. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make them more spiritual.
Right.
It does, I think, show that they have more discipline.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful to me to go to these different places, whether I was in Singapore or whether I was in Ethiopia or regardless, Mexico or here, you see these differences within the church. Yeah. But yet there is this consistency through it about the mission is still the same. So whether you're at church for 5 hours on a Sunday or at church for an hour and a half,
yeah,
we're still all called to the same mission. And whether you grew up in rural Ethiopia in a certain tribe and your culture is very different than here, the incredible thing to me is the Holy Spirit is still empowering his church to be the body,
right,
and to be part of the same mission. Because when I've worked with pastors, as an example, in Ethiopia or even in Singapore, there's a consistency in the language. They recognize a consistent problem.
Yeah.
The church being, you know, something that we just go to and it's shallow. And they, you know, again, whether you're in rural Ethiopia or you're here in America, there is this hunger and desire within people, I think, to see the church be something more than us just keep going to do something.
Yeah.
And that's the part that I want to help lead and motivate, inspire, and go, no, I think they understood something in the first century, their proximity to the resurrection, their proximity to what Jesus had modeled, that they were living out, that no matter what tribe or place they were from, they had their issues and problems. Paul writes all kinds of letters about it, but they were all committed to death, life and death, to this mission that Jesus gave. And so again, whether I've been in Ethiopia or in America, the thing that I've seen is that I feel like God's people are waking up to this.
Yeah.
And going, the shallowness that the church has been is not adequate. And I think the Spirit of God is doing something. So to your question, it's been beautiful to see the differences, but also the similarities, the consistent thread that is in the church that I think is the miracle of what the Holy Spirit's doing and the consistency of his word being lived out in the body of Christ. And so that's some of my ramblings on it, I guess, and thoughts.
No, that's great. I just jotted down right here that the differences are there, but the mission of Christ is the same.
Yeah.
And that's to make disciples. And that's even with the group that I go to, you know, and that's, we have the same mission. Yeah. We have the same mission. And that's what we talk about too. And that's what we're living out, you know,
yeah,
the rest of the time when we're not singing.
Right.
So yeah, it's great.
That's great. You know, I think for everybody that's listening to think about this in the context of going, regardless of what your upbringing has been, whether you've been churched or unchurched, new to church, been in church your whole life, regardless of what ethnic background that you're from, what your experiences have been, is I think all of us, if we have given our lives to Christ, we're in the new covenant with him, where we are a disciple of Jesus, then therefore we are part of the ecclesia. We are the body. That means all of us, no matter what language we speak, the color of our skin, the culture we grew up in, all of us are given the same message and have the same spirit that has called us to go storm the gates of hell, to use our gifts to help strengthen the body, to go accomplish a mission. And whether, you know, you're like Lori, and like what you were saying, Lori, is sitting with your friends that have these amazing gifts of worship and leading in song and doing those things, that's awesome. You still are walking that out. Or if I'm sitting with a pastor in rural Ethiopia, we have, whether from the U.S. and he's from Ethiopia or not, is irrelevant. We're given the same mission to go accomplish.
Yeah.
So any final thoughts that you have on this as we wrap up?
I just think that should be our why.
Mm.
Like what you just said, if to use our gifts to help accomplish Christ's mission, that should be the why. That should be why you're reading, why you are learning. It's to accomplish Christ's mission.
Yeah.
And if any part of your why is looking back at yourself, because this makes me feel good, because this is fun, because I like to, because, you know, then we're off track.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Well, that's good stuff. I hope for everybody that inspires you, encourages you to think and to consider what your steps would be in being part of the body and using the gifts that God has given to you to see the kingdom of God advance. And so we're grateful. Again, I want to encourage everybody to share our podcast with your friends and post and share the heck out of the Get Real podcast. We're so encouraged by seeing the growth that we have. in this podcast, and I hope that you're all benefiting from it. So God bless you all. Let's all go be the body of Christ.
Hey, thanks for joining us on the Get Real podcast today. My hope each and every week is that you're able to take the content, apply it to your life, that it becomes more of who you are and less of what you do, and that we live an intentional life together. If you're interested in supporting the work of ministry here at Real Life Texas, we'd like to invite you to do that by going to reallifetexas.org/give and supporting us today.